USA.
Are they safe? Why are so many agencies of your helpful government, like the CDC and all of your others, trying to persuade you that you need to have that child of yours inoculated, vaccinated with these vaccines? That once you study, once you get into some of the problems that you may one day encounter, you may be fine. It's like playing Russian roulette with your child's life. One in every 65 vaccinations brings terrible results. One in 65. So it don't take long for the statistics to pick out in the wheel of possibilities one of those coming up on your child being the 65th, and now your child has got autism. Now, let's find out a little bit. Now, this is all documented from the physician's death reference published in 1980. And it would be well, on your behalf, if you will, to study, to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, call somebody tonight, tell them Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd Call is on the air. We got a great one for you here on vaccinations. I want you to listen to it. Besides introducing foreign proteins, now this is a substance they put in your body, let's say your little infant son or your little daughter. These live foreign proteins, live viruses, they go into the bloodstream, and each vaccine has its own preservative neutralizer, and it has a carrying agent, none of which are indigenous to the body. For instance, the triple antigen, DPT, which is diphtheria pertussis tetanus vaccine, contains the following poisons. And here we go. Formaldehyde. That's good. Mercury. Oh, dear. Aluminum phosphate. Now, the packet insert accompanying the vaccine lists the following poisons. Aluminum, potassium, sulfate, a mercury derivative called thimerosal, sodium phosphate. Now, the packet insert for the polio vaccine lists monkey kidney cell culture. Lactabium hydroxylate, antibiotics, calf serum. The packet insert for the MMR vaccine produced by Merck, Sharp, and Rohn, which is for measles, mumps, and rubella, lists the chick embryo. Neomycin, which is a mixture of antibiotics. Chick embryo, monkey kidney cells, and calf serum, all foreign proteins, which are biological substances composed of animal cells, which, because they enter directly into the bloodstream, can become part of our genetic material. They can become part of your genetic material. Now remember, folks, that it's going to become very important later. These foreign proteins, as well as other carriers and reaction products of a vaccine, are potential allergens and can produce shock. Shock is a nice word for brain damage. Another problem with vaccines is that they go directly into the bloodstream without filtering by the liver. Dr. William Alberich tells us the following. If you take water into your system as a drink, it goes directly into your bloodstream from the stomach. But if you take in fats, they move in through your lymphatic system. When you take other substances like carbohydrates and proteins, they go into the intestines and from there are passed into the liver as the body's chemical filter. Before they go out into the blood and circulate in the body, most of your vaccination serums and proteins are not filtered by the liver. Remember that. Consequently, vaccinations can be a terrific shock to the system of some bodies. Not all bodies react the same. Injections of a foreign substances like viruses, toxins, and foreign proteins into the bloodstream via vaccinations have been associated with disease and disorders to the blood, the brain, the nervous system, and the skin. Rare diseases such as atypical measles, monkey fever, as well as well-known disorders as premature aging. Premature aging. Why would they put that in there? Allergies. All these have been associated with vaccines. Now, also linked to immunizations are such well-known diseases as cancer. Well, that Okay, nice. Leukemia? Say what? Leukemia. Oh. Cancer and leukemia. These toxins and foreign proteins into the blood while vaccinations have been associated with disorders to the blood, the brain, the nervous system, and as like I said, the skin, and paralysis, multiple sclerosis, arthritis, sudden infant death syndrome, and autism. Now, let me tell you the effects of vaccinations that the medical profession admits to is the expected side effects of various vaccines. When we talk about the insert for the DPT vaccine, which is for diphtheria, the side effects and the adverse reactions are listed as the following. Severe temperature elevations, up to 105 to 106 degrees or higher. Collapse with rapid recovery. Collapse followed by prolonged frustration and shock-like state. Screaming episodes. Isolated convulsions with or without fever. Brain damage. With changes in the level of consciousness. Focal neurological signs, convulsions, with or without permanent neurological and or mental deficit. Now, shock and severe temperature brain damage. The occurrence of sudden infant death syndrome, which is SIDS, the acronym, has been reported following the DPT vaccine. Now, the whooping cough vaccine, which is a component in the DPT vaccine, has such a high percentage of neurological complication, including death, that several physicians have now decided not to give it at all. Quoting Dr. Robert Mendelson, he goes on to say, Dr. Edward B. Shaw, a distinguished University of California physician, has stated in the Journal of American Medical Association, as far back as March of 75, I doubt that the decrease in pertussis is due to the vaccine, which itself is a poor antigen and an extremely dangerous one, with many and very serious complications. Now, reading on from Waylon James' book, a recent study at UCLA estimates that as many as one in every 13 children had persistent high-pitched crying after the DPT shot. This may be indicative of brain damage in the recipient child, says Dr. Bobby Young. And later on he says, you know, we start off with healthy infants and we pop them not once but three or four times with a vaccine before they leave the office. The probability of causing damage is the same each time that we inoculate. My greatest fear is that very few of them escape some kind of neurological damage from this. These are doctors. And yet, we are persuaded by the government agencies that we need these vaccinations to wipe out these diseases, and they've got to be manufactured from chick embryo, monkey kidney cells, calf cerium, foreign proteins. Aluminum. Formaldehyde. Well, that means that's mercury and aluminum phosphate. Thimerosal, sodium phosphate. You got measles and mumps, this is what they're going to give you, rubella. Chick embryo. Mixture of antibiotics. Monkey cells goes directly into the bloodstream without filtering by the liver. The liver doesn't. It's designed to bypass the liver, for it stays directly into the bloodstream going directly from the stomach. And with the fat, they move in through your lymphatic system. When you take the carbohydrates and the protein, they go into the intestines and are passed into the liver only then as the body's chemical filter before they go into the blood and circulate in the body. Most of your vaccination serums are proteins and are not filtered by the liver again. Consequently, your liver, which is given to you to filter, to remove the substances, foreign substances, that become a terrific shock to the system. Therefore, by bypassing the liver, you are linked directly to these, which have in the past caused cancer, leukemia, paralysis, multiple cirrhosis, arthritis, sudden death in the syndrome. And this is all of the physician's death reference of 1980. And the Organic Consumer Report in 1977. Producing severe temperature elevations, 105 degrees. Collapse and prolonged prostration and shock-like state, screaming episodes, isolated convulsions, brain damage, neurological signs of convulsions with or without permanent and or mental deficits. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the long-term persistence of viruses and other foreign proteins within the cells of the immune system has been implicated in a number of chronic and degenerative diseases. And in 1976, as far back, Dr. Robert Simpson of Rutgers addressed science writers at a seminar of the American Cancer Society and pointed out the following immunization programs against flu, measles, mumps, polio, and so forth may actually be seeding, get this now, humans with RNA to form latent proviruses in cells throughout the body. These latent proviruses could be molecules in search of disease, including rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, lupus, Parkinson's disease, and perhaps cancer. Now remember, folks, seeding humans with RNA to form latent, in other words, it could lay in your system throughout the body, and like Lazarus, you could perform something that would be detrimental to your health, lay dormant, and then time would kick in to form latent proviruses in cells throughout the body. The whole cell and the replicate along with it allows the whole cell to continue on its own normal functions for the most part, but impose on it an additional instructions before the viral proteins and this presence of the antigen material in the whole cell cannot fail to provoke autoimmune phenomenon, listen, such as herpes, shingles, warts, tumors, both benign and malignant, and diseases of the central nervous system, such as various forms of paralysis and inflammation of the brain. So what we're talking here, folks, is viral genetic material being incorporated into your cells and laying the groundwork for autoimmune diseases . And with that, you are nothing but a ticking time bomb. If the components of the immune system were designed to help the organism discriminate self from non-self, as a member or as a number of researchers believe, then latent viruses, autoimmune phenomenon, and cancer would seem to represent different aspects of chronic immune failure, wherein the immune system cannot, will not, recognize its own cells and eliminate the parasites. And so then, it forms, by the same token, the body has the inability with its immune system to flush or to distinguish between the harmful and the harmless substances in the environment, such as allergies and those aspects of the chronic immune failure. What they're saying here, folks, is that the vaccines encourage chronic immune failure by virtue of the genetic material that you get shot up into your bloodstream whenever you're vaccinated. The well-known author and lecturer and health activist, Betty Lee Morales, writes that her parents, who were doctors, predicted 50 years ago that cancer would become an epidemic in her lifetime as a result of mass vaccination.
Well, you need a flu shot. Have you had your flu shot?
They keep encouraging you.
Has your children had its vaccinations?
You can't get state assistance. You can't get government assistance if you don't agree to be vaccinated. And what they're doing in these mass vaccinations is creating this epidemic that lays dormant or latent in your system as your body is ingesting these substances not found in nature, which are foreign, and the body has no way of knowing. True, it's given in minute parts, and hoping that your body what autoimmune system would kick in. That's the premises of the argument for vaccination. But the truth is, like the doctor said, before you leave, you may recover from one, but we're going to give you three or four before you leave the office. Nicholas von Hoffman, in his Washington Post column, Around the World, published from West Germany, a reader writing to Organic Consumer Report, 1968, mentions an article which appeared in Medical World, which stated that about 3,000 children each year suffering varying degrees of brain damage as a result of the smallpox vaccination. Another medical journal in which Dr. G. Coltell reported that the previous year smallpox vaccination damaged the hearing of 3,296 children alone in West Germany. And 71 became totally deaf. Hearing loss was also reported by Dr. William Albrecht, who said in the article that I quoted earlier that a typhoid shot he received made him stone deaf in one ear as well as deadly ill at the same time. And case after case, listen, deaths, which are really deaths from vaccinations, but it's never listed that way. The cause of death is never listed as the vaccine. Asthma, the acute lymphatic leukemia, the tubercular meningitis, infantile paralysis, just a few of the fake causes of death listed on the death certificate of people who are dying from vaccinations. So much for these poisons being safe and effective, as you're told. Statistics from around the world show unequivocally that infectious diseases like smallpox, diphtheria, whooping cough, scarlet fever, begin to disappear long before vaccinations ever come on the scene. According from the World Health Statistics Annual 1973 to 1976, now these are old volumes, but there's been a steady decline of infectious diseases in most developing countries, regardless of the percentage of immunizations administered in these countries. My research, the doctor goes on to continue, from my own experimentation, personal hygiene, and diet stop diseases. Not injecting virulent, free-floating genetic material into your veins with all kinds of poisonous, cancerous, carrying agents, which is what vaccines are. The key to which we have all been conned into believing that vaccines stop diseases, if you look at the chart from Australian Nurses Journal of June 81, a top chart shows a curve of deaths per million in children under 15 attributable to scarlet fever, diphtheria, whooping cough, and measles. The graph runs the years from 60 to 65, and the death rate goes down, having peaked in 1960 at 6,000 fatalities per million, and bottoming out near zero in 1965. So it's just a downward sloping line going from 6,000 to zero from 1860 to 1965. It looks really impressive. How could all these communicable diseases have even been wiped out. However, the problem is that immunizations, which were introduced into this picture in the 40s, when the number of fatalities per million had already dropped from 6,000 to 1,000, thus from looking at the nearly straight line of the curve, you see that vaccinations did absolutely nothing. Because there's no alteration in the rate or the disappearance of these diseases from the vaccines when they were first started to be administered. Now listen to this big lie. The thing that you're being fed, I will mention polio. Because polio is a disease that most people think was the great success story of vaccinations. If you read from Waylon James' book, Jonas Salk, the discovery of the Salk polio vaccine has been called the 20th century miracle maker and the savior of countless lives. We read glowing reports of the dramatic decrease in polio in the U.S. as well as a result of the Salk vaccine. For instance, the Virginia State Health Department distributes a folder which tells us that polio vaccines reduced the incidence of polio in the U.S. from 18,000 cases in 1954 to fewer than 20 in 1978. A recent article in Modern Maturity states that in 1953, there were 15,000 cases of polio in the U.S., and by 1957, due to the Salk vaccine, the number dropped to 2,499. However, during the 1962 congressional hearings, on H.R. 10-54-1, Dr. Bernard Goldberg, head of the Department of Biostatistics at the University of North Carolina School of Public Health, testified that not only did polio increase substantially after the introduction of mass and frequently compulsory immunization programs, but statistics were manipulated and statements made by the Public Health Service gives the opposite impression. We've been lied to, folks. The polio vaccine caused more polio than it protected people from. An instance in 1957, the North Carolina Health Department made glowing claims for the efficiency of the Salk vaccine, showing how polio steadily decreased from 53 to 57. Again, these figures were challenged by Dr. Fred Kilmer, who pointed out that it wasn't until 1955 that a single person in the state even received the polio vaccine injection. Even then, the injections were administered on a very limited basis because of the number of polio cases resulting from the vaccine. It wasn't until 1956 that polio vaccination assumed inspiring proportions. The 61% drop in polio cases in 1954 was credited to the vaccine when it wasn't even in the state. Nevertheless, by 1957, when the massive vaccination program had taken place, again, polio started to rise on the increase. When they started the vaccination program, before the vaccination program started in 1954, the patient had to exhibit symptoms for only 24 hours. What that means is that if you walked into a doctor's office before the vaccine was introduced and you said, oh, I have paralysis systems or symptoms, and I've had them for about 2 weeks, they'd say, oh, that's polio. And you've had it for more than a day. But after the vaccine, you walk into the doctor's office and you say, oh, I've had these symptoms for 2 or 3 weeks. And they'd say, okay, wait for 2 months, then we can call it polio. That's how the statistic got manipulated by those administering or participating in the immunization program. From the Los Angeles County Health Index, the mortality reportable disease data, by looking at a chart of cases of viral or aseptic meningitis and polio from 55 to 65, and lo and behold, what do you find? From 55 to 65, cases of polio dropped. From 273 cases to 5. But the number of cases of meningitis from 55 to 65 increased in almost the same proportion from 50 cases to 256. They simply changed the name to the same disease, and you thought polio had been wiped out from that point. Something going on. Someone doing something or someone is manipulating, if you will, these dangers or the cause of the dangers. They're telling you they're completely safe and they help reduce. Now, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it strange that we have these things happening and we don't even question anymore? You better read. You better investigate before you vaccinate your child, before you're vaccinated, before you take a flu shot. Listen to this one. This poem was written by a mother who gave her child, she was unaware that sometimes autism can be directly result of some of the vaccination. They looked at me with compassion. I hadn't a clue why. Then they told me my son was challenged, and I began to cry. Well, your son may be autistic or have some related disease. Well, I've never heard of it, I said. Explain it to me, please. It occurs one in every 67 births, 4 times more often in boys. Families in all racial and ethnic backgrounds, regardless of stature or poise. It's a lifelong neurological impairment that affects the ability to speak, to play or socially interact, and I fell to my knees, growing weak. My husband took me in his arms. We held each other tight. My 5-year-old beside me asking, Mommy, is Stevie going to be all right? We wouldn't have known that there was a problem if not for his speech delay. We thought he was just a little shy and preferred the solitary play. When she said they don't know what causes it, I just wanted to die. My God! This isn't happening to me. They can't even tell us why. Well, God is not sleeping, I said to myself over and over again, holding fast to my faith in God to help me endure the pain. Clearly, there needs to be research. We should be warned. I pray It's imperative that we find a way of getting the programs funded. If we're ever going to gain some headway, our children are so precious, they look to us for care. Let's show them how much we love them and make them very aware. That's a lady, ladies and gentlemen, did not read the results of vaccination. Maybe you should look before you leap. Maybe you should investigate. Maybe you should pray. And maybe, just maybe, that you need somebody to warn you. Just maybe that you need to sit down and read. Now, the theory of vaccination is based on four basic principles. Let me tell you about them. Number one, vaccinations are relatively harmless. Number two, vaccinations are very effective. Number three, vaccinations are responsible for the decline of infectious diseases. Number four, vaccinations are the only practical and dependable way to prevent epidemics and potentially dangerous diseases spreading. But ladies and gentlemen, every single one of these assumptions is totally false. The theory of vaccination states that by giving a person a mild form of the disease, and by the use of the injected agent, specific antibodies are produced that will protect the organism when the real thing comes along that sounds plausible enough, but it's totally wrong. No greater lie has ever been told. And believe it not, vaccinations will not protect you from any disease, and you can still get, and many people are getting, they're not protect you, smallpox, polio, rubella, diphtheria, all the common diseases that even after being vaccinated, and the statistics show it. It will truly shock you. Now again, Waylon James, on his book, Immunizations, The Reality Behind the Myth. W-A-L-E-N-E. James. J-A-M-E-S. The title is Immunizations. The Reality Behind the Myth. That's what I've been reading to you from his book. It can help you to avoid the foreign proteins and the live viruses into the bloodstream. Now, I know the theory behind vaccinations sounds logical. But monkey kidney cells, calf serum, aluminum, potassium sulfate, mercury derivative called thimerosal, sodium phosphate? I don't think so. No, no, no. As for me and my body, I will keep it holy. Why? Because I don't want severe temperature elevations, collapse. I don't want prolonged pulsation and shock-like state screaming episodes, convulsions. You say, oh, that's just one in 67, Pastor Buddy. I don't want to be 67. And I don't want the 1 to 67 that has got it without any of these symptoms to carry it for the rest of their life. And it lays dormant and may be triggered. Who knows? It could lay dormant. It means that any agent that will stimulate an antibody production, live viruses capable of surviving or remaining latent in the host cell for years without provoking acute disease. And your RNA, your own genetic material, attaching to the chromosomes or the host cell and replicate, and it allows the host cell to continue its own normal function for the most part, but imposes an additional instruction that it not recognize things that could come up on you, such as herpes, shingles, warts, tumors, benign and malignant, diseases of the central nervous system, forms of paralysis, inflammation of the brain, Alzheimer's. We never heard of it when we were young. People kept their mind right up until they died. Now, people as young as 40 are getting Alzheimer's. Chronic immune failure. The vaccines encourage this failure by virtue of the genetic material that you get shot into your bloodstream. And parents who have not investigated, and parents who have not read, I strongly suggest that you check it out. Study and pray before you or your loved ones. Think about all these doctors that are against it, not the ones that's for it. That's what a second opinion's all about. Oh, I'd rather get me a shot, because if everybody gets these diseases, I won't get it because I've been inoculated. And you don't get the disease, but 10 years down the road, that latent, dormant poison that's in your body springs forth, and you become a victim and a statistic with the vaccination not to blame. No wonder that the statistics can be wrong. The diagnosis can be wrong. Of course they're going to defend vaccinations when they insist. I mean, if you've got children in the public school, you have to declare war on the state to keep your child from being poisoned with all of this infectious poison. I tell you, for you folks that's been through it, you know. I know me and my wife, we got a granddaughter that we fight the state system, the school system. We have to sign waivers. We have to go through all kinds of discrimination because we don't go along with the ideal that a shot of poison is going to help our child. She's very healthy right now, thank Yahweh. When are we going to serve Yahweh? When are we going to believe Him? When are we going to take Him and love Him and serve Him? Well, it's time we started. Let's start this month. What do you say we do something that perhaps maybe you've never done? Why don't you plan to be with us in an old-fashioned foot washing here at the King's Gate on May the 15th, in the evening portion of the 15th, at the going down of the sun, we will wash feet, old-fashioned, proving our love for each other as we humble ourselves before each other with humility and grace and love.
Well, you'll never wash my feet.
St. John chapter 13, if I wash not your feet, you have no part with me, Peter. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there was a reason that Yahweh instituted foot washing. It's a spiritual truth that transcends all the carnal nature of resistance. You've got to be inoculated with the Holy Ghost to have this. Otherwise, you're going to act like the world with a carnal mind. Oh, that's foolish. I don't go along with that stuff. I don't have to do that. I got to go to the races. I got to go to the ball game. I got to go to work. Lord, don't expect me to take off and go down there at that old foolish foot washing. And beside that, they killed the lamb. And they gather up on some kind of a circle and pray. Folks, we got people coming from Ohio, from the state of Michigan, from the state of Alabama, from the state of Mississippi, from the state of Arkansas, from the state of Louisiana, from the state of Texas. There's some trying to get here from Texas. Hope they make it. Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. Praise Yahweh. And I hope I ain't forgetting somebody that I need to mention. Ohio. They're coming to wash feet of all things. Yeah. Coming to participate in the washing of feet and the killing of a lamb and sprinkling the blood just like they used to. Just like they used to. Folks, it's the truth. You ask my wife and others that live around here. We have those strong tornadoes. The South has never, never been through the wrath. We preached enough in the Southland. We preach, but people won't listen. They don't believe in attending the festival. They quit. They've got other excuses. This is the truth. It blows and killed an ever surrounding county here around us. It didn't as much as blow a leaf off the tree at the King's Gate. You say, well, you're bragging. You got it right. I'm praising Yahweh. It's wonderful. Wonderful to be under his vaccination plan. Vaccinated against sin. Against unbelief. As for me and my house, David said, we're going to serve Yahweh. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to serve Yahweh. What a wonderful thing to think about. I mean, we got people that came early to work. This has been a working festival since last year. 6 or 7 months, we've been working. We've accomplished quite a bit. We bought a piece of property, had it deeded, paid for it cash. People with faith donated their labor, came from state after state, give their time and their monies and their energies, worked. I mean, it's awesome. I cannot get over the love of Yahweh, how He has loved us, how He's provided for us, how He's kept us safe, and how we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and do it in remembrance of me. I haven't forgot Him for over 22 years. I've never missed a Passover in 22 years. I've kept every one of them. I've kept ever the Feast of Tabernacles and ever Pentecost meeting. I haven't missed one. Praise Yahweh. I'm not bragging, but I'm not complaining. I've been vaccinated with the Holy Ghost. Greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. If you love me, keep my commandments. Write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be dropping 3 hours a week from our radio schedule due to the fact that we're live 6 nights a week around the world on 2 radio stations. We're going to be dropping 3 hours. We're going to drop Monday night. This will be our last Monday night service, perhaps. We may be on one more. We'll have to talk to Station Manager Brother Dave. But we're overworked, especially with our responsibilities now, the chapel. So we're dropping Monday night. You haven't danced to the music we've preached to the South. It's been evident that the Southland has failed to tune into Pastor Buddy's messages. Tuesday night, 11 o'clock, we're dropping that one. We're dropping Saturday night on the early show at 8. We're keeping, on behalf of Brother Mark and Sister Audrey, they're sponsoring our Wednesday night and Friday night programs. We're staying on WWRB 3.185. We're moving to the WWCR with one more hour of programming on WWCR, and that's going to make 4 nights instead of 6. So we are dropping only 2 nights off of our radio schedule, and we think that's enough to get the message. We're splitting the time and expense from WWRB to WWCR, and we hope and trust some of our problems with WWRB. It's very plain. We're down on a low frequency of 2.930, I guess. That's the 2390. Just too low on the shortwave dial, and we've got a lot of people complaining that they can't pick us up anymore on shortwave. So even our sponsors can't get us as near as Mississippi. So we hate that, and we love WWRB. It's nothing we got against the station. Our brother Dave, I just thank the world of David. I encourage all the other ministers to support and preach on it as much as they can. I'm going to stay on it because I love David and appreciate him and appreciate the work that he and his staff does. They've been very good to us. So Remember that. We're dropping Monday night, Tuesday night, and Saturday night on WWRB. As soon as we can work out the schedule with Brother Dave. And we appreciate those who have continued to listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. We've taught you every facet of the diamond. We've worked on it. We've cut it in your behalf. Some you've enjoyed and some you haven't. But one man's poison is another man's cup of tea. We hope that we've had something for you to drink here out of the vaccination troops, and that you could take it and remember it. Those that are bringing young children in the world, beware. Do not take drugs. Keep your body pure. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what we teach. And I even hate to take a goodie powder. Don't take many, but I take one every once in a while. But that's the limit. Thank Yahweh. I'm not bragging and boasting that I wouldn't if I had to. Give strong drink to him that's ready to perish. And so then, we love you tonight. May Yahweh bless you. I'll see you, hopefully, tomorrow night around the world on WWRV 3.15.